This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. After nearly a year of investigating the riot at the U.S. Capitol building on January 6, 2021, and what came before it, a House panel is ready to reveal its findings. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has the story.
One member calls it a harrowing story of President Trump refusing to concede defeat, leading to a deadly attack that Democrats say put democracy itself at risk. President Biden says there are lots of questions about who is responsible and involved.
A lot of Americans are going to be seeing for the first time some of the detail.
Panel member Elaine Luria says when they find out,
the hair on the back of your neck should stand up.
The primetime hearing will feature live testimony, never seen audio and video, and accounts from Trump aides and relatives. But the series of hearings may not change any minds in a deeply divided America, where number three House Republican Elise Stefanik says Democrats are trying to shift the focus from high gas and food prices.
A desperate partisan distraction, a circus,
and a smear campaign against Trump and his backers. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The UN General Assembly approved five new non-permanent members of the UN Security Council Thursday in an uncontested and anticlimactic race. Ecuador, Japan, Malta, Mozambique, and Switzerland each overwhelmingly received the requisite two-thirds majority of member states' votes to confirm their two-year terms on the powerful 15-member council. Those terms will start January 1st of next year. The United States has approved a possible $120 million sale of parts to help Taiwan maintain its warships. The island's defense ministry said that would help ensure combat readiness in the face of China's frequent activities near the island. This is VOA News. The eastern Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk has become Moscow's focus in its campaign to capture the eastern Donbas region. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Ukrainian soldiers dig in the trenches they have created, stopping only to hear the sound of shelling in the background. One soldier, calling himself Tihi, shows AP journalists around their new home, burrowed under the ground in the trenches. We're like Boy Scouts in the forest. We're the same. We invent new things. We made a sink from plastic bottles. Another soldier chimes in. The only difference is they do not get shelled and we do. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called Severodonetsk the epicenter of the battle for the Donbas. Acknowledging that it was one of the most difficult battles of the war, the president said Ukrainian forces were inflicting real losses on the Russians. In many ways, it is there that the fate of our Donbas is being decided. I'm Karen Chamas.
Attacks by armed gangs on motorcycles are blamed for the deaths of at least 32 people in rural northwestern Nigeria. Residents told the Associated Press that the gunman attacked four villages in the Kajuru area of Kaduna State on Sunday. The Kajuru area is about 230 kilometers from Abuja, Nigeria's capital. Residents on Monday said the attackers moved from village to village for hours before leaving. Poor telecommunications delayed residents from reporting the attacks. That's often the case in parts of the Nigerian north. The U.S. Federal Reserve said Thursday that U.S. household wealth has fallen for the first time in 2 years. As the American economy continues to face turbulence, the Fed said total household net worth fell from $149.8 trillion at the end of 2021 to $149.3 trillion. It was the first decline since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in the first quarter of 2020. The United States on Thursday called on the Malian transition government to take steps toward holding elections, adding to pressure on military leaders in Mali to restore democracy. The West African country's military leaders toppled the government and failed to keep a promise to hold elections in February, prompting sanctions from the Economic Community of West African States, also known as ECOWAS. The length of the transition has caused a rift with Mali's partners, including the United States and its former colonial partner, France. And recapping our top story this hour, after nearly a year of investigating the riot at the U.S. Capitol building on January 6, 2021, a House panel is ready to reveal its findings in a few hours. Marissa Melton, VOA News.